Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. And the believer that I'm about to describe was not a victim, but a victor, an example of extreme devotion. Today we visit Zoya in the old nation of Russia. A fellow prisoner who was a priest in a Russian prison had betrayed Zoya. The priest made false accusations about her so that he could be released from prison and escape his own torture. During the trial, Zoya refused to say one word against him. She said, "When Judas betrayed Jesus, he was a treacherous man, but Jesus called him friend in Gethsemane. Should we not learn from Christ's example and behave like this toward those who betray us?" Zoya Kramanikova spent 6 years in a Russian prison for sharing Christ with others. Her time there gave her a unique insight into God's Word and how it applies to the harsh realities of life. In prison, every cell door has a hole called the Judas hole, and through it, the guards can control you every 5 minutes. They watch you closely, inspecting you and instructing you. This helped me to understand if the communists are so diligent about keeping an eye on me, would not God and his angels do so with even more diligence? Zoya could have easily allowed bitterness to rule her heart, but she took the lessons in Scripture and directly applied them to her own life. They were hard lessons, but they served to make her live, and the lives of those around her became a little brighter. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." Going on an extended trip without packing and putting one's things together is a seemingly ridiculous proposition. Who would travel unprepared? Yet Christians make a spiritual journey every day without being adequately spiritually prepared for their trek. We need to be prepared with God's word in our hearts in order to apply them when needed. Many of us struggle to succeed in spiritual tests because we have not studied God's principles ahead of time. We end up feeling like failures when we could have been victorious, like Zoya, by applying God's word to our situation. Your faith in Christ may take you to extreme places. Are you prepared for the journey? Make sure you have plenty of God's word. You're going to need it. Amen. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. And this audio will be released on the 6th of November, 2022. We'll talk again real soon, Lord willing. Bye-bye.